All right, everyone. Today is Tuesday, September 2nd, 2008. Labor Day in the United States is over, and my labor this weekend was getting out a new episode of the Apple II podcast. Aloha and welcome to A2 Unplugged, the Apple II podcast, brought to you by A2Central.com, your total source for Apple II computing. Visit them on the web at www.A2Central.com. By JuiceGS, the world's premier Apple II publication. Check them out at www.juice.gs. By Uncommon Sense, hopefully simple personal finance. Visit them over at www.uncommon-sense.net. And by listeners like you, thanks for your donations. A2 Unplugged couldn't be done without you. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to A2 Unplugged, the Apple II podcast, coming to you live from beautiful and very hot Kaneohe, Hawaii. Our website address is www.a2unplugged.com. Our email address is a2unplugged@gmail.com, and our voicemail hotline, which is still not quite up, but I'm anticipating that it'll be working as of maybe tomorrow or so, ought to be 808-218-2737. But again, if you get sent to voice jail, that just means that it hasn't been fixed yet. Thank you, Sprint and AT&T. I would like to thank Wayne and Mark for making donations between the last episode and this one. Thanks a lot, guys. A2 Unplugged couldn't be done without your help. We have a couple of pieces of email this episode. Rob wrote, thanks for the wrap-up of KFest 08. It's great to hear you report it, but not as a journalist, but as a participant. It really does make us, at least one, feel like we are missing out on something special. Onto a bit of a problem I'm starting to have with A2 Unplugged. We're getting reasonably reliable episodes, but no show notes. Please, if you can't give us links, at least give us a bit more notes on the topics you hit so we can search for them ourselves. We really do appreciate the time you put into this and the obvious respect you have for your sponsors. I was one of the first to renew my JuiceGS subscription even before you guys had left KFest. Thank you and them for all of your love and hard work. Thanks, Rob. Rob has written in several times to A2 Unplugged. My guess is he is the most prolific letter writer to A2 Unplugged. Guilty as charged. I am actually right now 100% caught up with show notes. Exactly what to do about this issue, I am not quite sure. One of the possibilities is to not put out a show until the show notes are about done. I'm not quite sure that's the way we want to go. We may want to solicit volunteers to do show notes, but that of course is a thankless and non-paying job. Aside maybe from the fame you get from being a part of A2 Unplugged, that's really going to get you a cup of coffee at Starbucks only if you got $4 with you. Not sure what to do about that, but definitely guilty as charged. We will keep it in mind. We also had a letter from Cindy Adams, the former Big Cheese of Kansas Fest. Thanks for such a wonderful report about KFest. I almost felt like I was there, including the sleep deprivation. Hopefully next year I will be back. Thanks for writing in, Cindy. We are hoping a whole lot of people who didn't make it to KFest 2008 will be back at 2009, as well as a whole bunch of people who actually did make it to KFest 2008 will hopefully be back in 2009. On to some news from the Apple II world since our last episode. The biggest piece of news is a very sad piece of news. APPLE founder Val Golding passed away in July. Val was the founder of that legendary user group that put out Call Apple, which was one of the first and definitely one of the best Apple II publications, and was restarted by Bill Martens a few years back. Val will be missed. I really did care a lot for the original Call Apple, and found it to be a great source of information. Condolences to Val's family and friends. A few software updates and one new release that would be by Ryan Suinaga, me, my Hackfest winning project this year, Bitly CDA, was finally released. I got that puppy out the door yesterday. Bitly CDA, for those of you who don't know, uses the bit.ly URL shortening web service in order to come up with shorter URLs. If you have a really long URL, you copy it to the 2GS clipboard, enter Bitly CDA, and it'll come up with a much shorter version for you. Now, on to the main subject of our episode this time, and that would be Sweet 16 2.0 B17 Public Beta 2. For those of you who do not know, Sweet 16 is an Apple 2GS emulator for Mac OS X, originally developed by FE Systems, Henrik and Andre. Currently, the code is maintained by none other than Eric Sheppy Shepherd. A bit of disclaimer, I do a bit of beta testing for Sweet 16, and I've also had an opportunity to do quite a bit of programming with Sweet 16. There are some very cool new features in Sweet 16 Public Beta 2 2.0 B17. You can paste text from the Mac clipboard into the 2GS clipboard. That is a really great function that is pretty common on other emulators. There is a system information window that shows the CPU speed, which can be astonishing sometimes, because running on a Core 2 Duo, Sweet 16 can emulate an Apple 2GS that is very, very fast. Programmers can access the OpenGL buffer used to draw the Apple 2GS screen. You would have to go direct to the metal to do it, but what's kind of neat is that you can show a 640 by 400 pixel buffer in 16-bit color, which is the kind of thing that the Apple II has never been able to do before. There's some kind of interesting new features. There's a toggle full screen new desk accessory, which is installed with Sweet 16. And if you select that, it allows you to toggle full screen mode. So you can either have your entire Mac screen looking like a 2GS, or you can go back to running your 2GS in a window. And if you can't remember what the key combination is, all you have to do is select that toggle full screen new desk accessory. There's several different kinds of bug fixes that go on in Sweet 16. There's some support for USB joysticks. You can select a preference that will have Sweet 16 switch to 1 MHz speed when booting 5 1/4 disk images. You can mount ISO format disk images, which are usually CD-ROMs. And there's also an open CDA menu option that's added to the setup menu of Sweet 16, which allows you to open the CDA menu, which is handy if you either forget what the key commands are, which I doubt, or if those key commands conflict with some other software that's running on your Mac, which might be a little bit more useful. Sweet 16 2.0 has some significant improvements in graphics. You can adjust the screen dimensions. You also get better color fidelity and improved performance. You can resize the Sweet 16 video window to pretty much any size you want. And To me, anyway, the really key feature in Suite 16 is Marinetti support. Now, there's some hang-ups with this Marinetti support that could be very important to you. Number one is that it only works through your Ethernet port. It does not work through AirPort. It does not work as a USB modem. If your TCP/IP connection is not through Ethernet, it's not going to work. I can confirm this because I tried many other ways. However, it does work, and it does work very well through Ethernet. Even then, it uses a mode of your Ethernet port called promiscuous mode. And no, this does not mean that your Ethernet port sleeps around. What it does mean is that it does some things that aren't really considered entirely kosher on a lot of managed networks. So if you're running Suite 16 inside of, say, a pretty large business's LAN, they might not be all that happy with you. However, what I can tell you is that it does work, and it does work well. And the reason I know this is that code for Bitly CDA, as well as code for my other pending project, that being the still not released Twitter NDA, the Twitter client, was developed pretty much exclusively, at least in the last month or so, with Suite 16. And it's really been impressive to be able to do that. It's added a whole new dimension to my coding for the Apple 2GS, particularly in Marinetti, because I've been able to do it anywhere I have an Ethernet connection. So I don't have to be at home going back and forth between my Mac and my 2GS. I can just program it on my MacBook and it'll be flying from anywhere. Suite 16 also has an auto update feature where it can automatically download new versions of itself. It really is, right now, the most full-functioned emulator for the 2GS that I have seen that's currently being developed. There are still some areas where it's not quite as good as the old Bernie to the rescue, but Jeppy is working on those. He knows all about them. And I have a lot of confidence that he will continue to make this emulator the best Apple 2GS emulator yet. That's all of our show on Suite 16. Now, that said, one last bit that I would like to go, and this is a bit of a rant. And I am not known necessarily for doing this on A2 Unplugged, although I certainly do a lot of ranting in my personal life. But here goes. I really hope that everyone has checked out irc.a2central.com, which is the Internet Relay Chat channel, where bunches of Apple II users like Tony Diaz, Sheppy, Jeff Weiss, Kirk Mitchell, Ken Gagne, and myself, among many, many others, hang out pretty much all the time. And if you're someone who's come in and asked for help, I hope that we've been helpful to you. The one thing I would like to say is that if you come in to the channel, especially if we don't know you very well, and probably I need to say I don't know you very well because I can't speak for everyone else. If I don't know you very well and you come in asking for help and I make some suggestions and then you proceed to yell at me, which in text is basically all caps. If you're going to yell at me when I'm trying to help you, you may just find that I'm not real interested in helping you after that time. That's just my two cents on the whole matter. I'm not asking that people appreciate efforts made by people to assist others in that chat room or anywhere else. But if you're going to just be rude, I don't really think many people are going to be interested in helping you. Just my two cents. I'm done with that rant for tonight. One last thing. I am very concerned and hoping that all of you are well who are in the path of Hurricane Gustave, which I understand has been downgraded by now to a tropical storm, but it still can't be good. Best of luck and positive energy to you out there in the face of this. I've lived through two hurricanes myself, and I know that it really isn't any fun, and it can be life-threateningly dangerous. Good luck. Thanks everyone for listening. You can check out our website over at www.a2unplugged.com. You can reach us by email at a2unplugged@gmail.com. And hopefully, real soon now, you can once again reach us via voicemail at 808-218-2737. Ma'alama pono, ahui ho. Thanks everyone for listening. Good night. We probably will not have a show again until October, and the reason I say that is because I'm busy training for the Honolulu Bicycling League Century Ride again, which is held at the end of this month. But once that's done, hopefully we will get things going again. Take care, everyone. Good night, and have a great week.